ओम शांति।
डे फोर, टुडेज एफर्ट। यू आर स्पिरिचुअल रॉयल सोल्स एंड यू मस्ट देयरफॉर नेवर लेट वेस्टफुल और ऑर्डिनरी वर्ड्स इमर्ज फ्रॉम योर लिप्स। लेट एवरी वर्ड्स बी युक्ति युक्त एंड बी बियॉन्ड ग्रॉस इंटेंशंस and filled with avyakt intentions, and you will then be able to experience an avyakta stage. So Baba is giving a new title to all of us today, that we are royal souls, spiritual royal souls, and therefore not a single wasteful word or ordinary word should emerge from our lips. Our every word should be yukti yukt, and it should be beyond gross intentions, and it should be filled with avyakta intentions. And then only you will be able to experience an avyakta stage. There is a big set of rules and regulations for those who belong to the royal family. And everything is so unique and so perfect about them that if they don't abide by those rules, there's a lot of discussion then about them in the world, in the society. Even if the members from royal family meet up together, they have to follow certain rules. So everything about the souls of the royal family is unique. They have to maintain certain decorum. They have to maintain a set of royal etiquettes. And if they don't follow, it's considered a sort of defamation. So Baba says, you are the royal souls. So if we are the royal souls, spiritual royal souls, we are not just royal, but there is one addition, spiritual royal souls. So what things befit a spiritual royal soul? A spiritual royal soul, what etiquettes, what manner, what mannerism, what rules, what regulations they should follow? Yes, a very royal soul. Yeah, so they never beg. So no begging. It is against their divine manners. Even if something falls on the ground, they don't pick up that. And Baba often gives that example. So they don't beg. Then, what else? They are very humble. Their way of communication, speaking, is very smooth. You will not see them flying into a rage, shouting, or giving way to all sorts of disturbances causing ruckus in the gathering. So they are very good mannered souls. What else? Chat? Yeah? They are very attentive. Why, you know? Because everything that they do is noticed by thousands. So they are very attentive. A moment of inattention can lead to a great spiritual, a social loss for them. So even if at present don't have that original royal, what you can say, heritage. But still their behavior is very royal still. They might not be having that much money as their ancestors had. But even if being financially very poor, they still have the intoxication that we belong to the royal family. We belong to a very royal family. So they move with that intoxication. Their clothes, their dressings are very royal. Their speaking is very royal. Their behavior is very royal. What else? They speak less. They're eating. The table manners. What else? They?
Satisfied.
Okay. What else? Worldly royal souls, I'm asking. For example, Queen Elizabeth. If you see what were the royal rules, you will see at least 50 rules they used to follow. There is a rule for everything. They will have servants. They will have different rules for almost everything. Whatever is the routine custom here in the world, their rules would be very different. So, royal souls means they are not giving way to commonplace behavior. They are highly sophisticated elite group. It's known as elite group. So very sophisticated, very high-mannered people. For them, manners are very important. So royal souls means they must have royal manners, good manners. And in the Brahmin life, we need good manners in multiple, at multiple places, in various fields. So, royal souls means royal manners. So the first, we'll start with few things. Speaking. They will speak very less. They will not speak unless and until spoken to. And there would be a lot of respect when they speak. They will not insult, belittle, or underestimate anybody's potential or anybody's capacities, abilities, specialities. So their speaking would be very royal, one. Second, their eating is also very royal and very less. They will not be voracious eaters. I want to eat this, I want to eat that, I want to eat that. They sit with a very royal, in a very royal manner. And their eating is very royal. And even a third thing, time. They are very particular about time. All the royal souls. Then obedience. The juniors are very much obedient to their seniors. So, obedience. And as we said, without asking, they will not take anything. In Indian medical history, there was a rishi called Charak. Charak is a well-known Ayurveda teacher or preacher or guru or an Ayurveda charya, what we call. There is an event in the life of Charak that Charak was once going with his disciple and they come across a garden. And in that garden, there were beautiful roses. And inside he feels, let me pluck one rose so that I can use that rose for my worship. But then he feels that I don't see anybody in here and I don't know who is the owner of this garden. So he hesitates, but his disciples understand that probably our master is hesitating. So one of the disciples asks to Charaka, should I pluck this flower for you so that you can use for worship? And the Charaka says, no, we don't know the owner. Without the permission of the owner, we cannot. Let's first seek the permission of the owner. And they all, the troop, they go walking for at least 3 to 4 kilometers to meet that owner. And they meet the owner, they take their permission of the owner, and then they come back again, and then he plucks that flower. It's a very small event, but it is mentioned that it shows that how particular this man was, that without asking, you cannot just take anybody. If you see something just lying there, there's a tendency that we just take that and start using. So royal souls are those, they don't touch anything without the permission of the owner. That could be mobile, that could be purse, that could be any small thing. That could be money or purse or wallet. There was one Kumar, a brother, and he got a 10 rupees note on the street. So he had gone to the police station to give it back. He didn't take it himself. So these are very small events, but royal souls means those who don't take anything without asking. So they seek permission. Even if sometimes we know that this is my friends and we take persons, things for granted. Never take anybody for granted, because that person might feel very bad. There's one real event which somebody narrated me, or rather that person asked me what I should have done. So that person was, that person had a bike, and his mother had given him the helmet for wearing. And he and his friends were living together in the same room. So he kept this person who got the helmet from his mother, he kept it just like that. So it was lying like that for 1 or 2 months. Okay. And his room partner, the other brother who was there with him, once one of the friends of that other friend came to their room. And in the absence of this brother, this friend gave that helmet as a gift to that another friend. Because that was just lying there, and they both are very good friends. So now this person was asking this one whose helmet it was, or for, he felt very bad, but he didn't say anything to him. So he asked me what I should have done. He said, I didn't do anything. I just kept calm. But I felt very bad, because it was gifted to me by somebody. And this friend of mine, even though he's a very close friend, and he gave it away because this friend felt that this helmet is just lying like that, and nobody is using it. But still, this person feels this is mine. It has been gifted to me by somebody, and somebody very dear to me, his mother. So, and he himself is not very much attached to his mother also. But still, since it is gifted to me, how dare this friend of his, and he loves his friend very much. So what should be done in such cases? A difficult situation. Even though we have things, for example, somebody gives me a dress, okay? I keep it in my room. And the person who is staying with me has to go for a function. And that person tells me, would you lend me your dress? I have not worn it even once. And he wants it or she wants it. Or I come back and see that the dress already that person is wearing, which I have yet not worn. So royal souls means they do not touch or wear somebody's things. Unless and until you ask. Because we never know, even though people don't say, but they feel bad. They feel bad. If you just take the example of husband and wife. For example, wife is there and her phone is ringing or a message has come and the wife is away in washroom or somewhere and the husband is sitting and he sees it and the message, whatever is the message, and he then keeps it and she comes and the moment she comes he just keeps it and he's again watching television or something. And she understands that message had come and it is read. So she asks, have you read the message? He says, it came, I read. And she says, you should not have. Or you receive a letter and it's your friend's, but you open it and see. He says, did you open it? The person says, yes. And the person doesn't speak. Silence, as if indicating anger. So royal souls means, don't take anybody's shawl, sweater, clothes, shoes, bags, mobile, anything without asking. Even though they may not say anything, but people feel bad. Because the ego is hurt within. So, royal souls means they're walking now, come to the gate. They're walking, they never rush, they never hurry. They are very slow pace of walking, they are divine. Angelic gate, royal souls. What else? They help, they guide, they cooperate. Very cooperative souls. What else? They are very simple, but their thinking are right. Okay, what else? Baba here is focusing on speech. Baba is saying, you are spiritual royal souls, and you must therefore never let wasteful or ordinary words come out from your mouth. What works behind words? Emotions, feelings. When Buddha, it is shown that Mahatma Buddha, when Buddha, he goes out, he leaves his family in the dead of the night, his wife, his son, and he practices penance for 6 years, and then another few years he gets enlightened. And after many, many years, he returns back to his own city. And when his father hears that he is coming, my son is coming, he is overjoyed. He sends elephants to take him and all the royal procession to receive. But when Buddha hears that his father is doing like this, he doesn't take that highway but seeks to go by those small lanes. And his father doesn't recognize him because he is in the form of a mendicant, out and out beggar. But his wife and son, they do recognize. His wife recognizes and tells the son to prostrate before the father. And then this Shuddhodana, he recognizes that this is my son and he says, shame on you. You should have been the emperor. And what are you wearing? What are you doing? What are you preaching? So, even though he was overjoyed, but the moment he sees his son as a beggar, words of abuse come out from his lips. Why? There is a pent-up emotion within that he was hurt and he left like that. He is ready to forgive him, provided he asks for forgiveness. But then, when Buddha understands that my father is still in ignorance, there is an exchange of looks between them. On one side is the man of non-attachment, and on another side is the man of attachment. And the exchange of the looks and the Buddha's looks defeat the father's look. And then his father himself becomes his disciple, or a beggar like him, or a sannyasin like him. Only a man of non-attachment knows the power of non-attachment. It's a very powerful statement. Only the man of non-attachment knows the power of non-attachment. Because inside there was non-attachment, and that's why there was universal love, and that's why the words that flowed out from the lips of Buddha were full of sweetness, while the words that flew out from the mouth of his father were full of abuses, calumny, disgrace. So Baba said, you are royal souls. Only royal words should come out from your mouth. If waste is coming out, ordinary is coming out, probably there is a waste going on within the heart. There is a churning of the waste things, and that's why waste is coming out. If there is a churning of the elevated, the highest, the greatest knowledge, pearls, only knowledge, pearls, diamonds would come out. Let every word be yukti yukt. Yukti yukt, there is no Hindi English translation for it. It means something which is very accurate, very much appropriate, very much suitable to the circumstance. That is yukti yukt. And then beyond gross intentions, and that should be filled with avyakta intentions. Our words should make somebody's stage, should help somebody's stage to go up. And then you will be able to experience an avyakta stage. So this is today's effort. Pay attention on the words. Feel that I am a royal soul. I belong to the royal family. And royal family will have a castle. A royal family would have a royal dining table. A royal family would have royal clothes. Everything would be royal about royal family. So feel as if you belong to that royal group of people, that royal family, staying in the castle. And our words should be very much restricted. Words should be filled with divine humor. It should not have intention of belittling or insulting anybody. So that is today's homework. I am a spiritual royal soul. Words should be very sweet, yukti yukt, filled with avyakta intentions. Om Shanti.